Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Reverse Cowboy.
We had another technical error. Basically, Rock and Roll Rick, he's
abandoned us.
He's kind of a virtual assistant these days. He's set us up and then fucked off back to Mexico.
He's our sort of AI manager.
Yeah, so we keep fucking up the recording, and now we've got to go back and pretend we haven't already spoke about these things. But I'll tell you what would be good.
What?
Like, imagine like a theme park called Protest Land,
right,
where you when you go there and you visit all the different lands of protest. This is so much better the first time, but whatever. Imagine that.
We were saying, like, Imagine a theme park where there's different lands and there's a little like monorail between them, and each one's a different protest
and
sort
you
of
can
area.
Go there and you visit and you smash it up and you fight with Trans Land, and you've got like Just Stop Oil Land, you've got Palestine, Gaza, and then
you could have like a
Oxford Street, which is just a meeting point for all of you.
Yeah.
Food
court where they have, there's lots of fights, and then
food courts from the different cultures of protest, like vegan food for the. Isn't that amazing?
Same vegan foods for trans people.
No, that's for Just Stop Oil. And let's say again, there would be a crossover. Pie and mash for the Football Lads Alliance.
Yeah, that'd be good. You know, when you go to like the Tate Modern, and then they'll be like,
I'm there all the time.
Yeah, me too. You're an art guy, aren't you? But you know, when you go there and there's like, we've got this exhibition on for this month and you have to pay for it, whatever, you could have an area where it's visiting. So, because there's the XL Bully scandal, we have them in for a few weeks.
Oh, no, they've got their own land, XL Bully Land.
It's not going to last long, though, is it?
Like a zoo. They'll be caged off. You've got to run through that tunnel of death, kind of gauntlet, run the gauntlet. Listen, this is.
You could go in like a VR thing where an XL Bully's chasing you. And then.
Enjoyable, doesn't it?
Yeah. But they're massive because it's a
thing. Horrible. Like, I don't think you're quite. Like, we're not talking about people. We've done XL Bullies.
No, I think my neighbour's got one. I've seen this fucking horrible dog running around the street. Also, I keep Googling him because I find the community funny. And every time I Google XL Bully, it's like...
Gemma Collins comes up. No, fucking horrible thing she is. She's an unsavoury character.
Is she?
Yeah.
She seems a bit harmless to me.
Nah, she's not harmless. She's a little... She's a little...
She's not little.
She's a fucking bully.
Is she?
A big fat bully.
An XL bully.
Big fat.
She's an extra large bully.
Yeah, no, I say that. Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that firm McCann? She can go suck a dick sideways.
I think that is.
Well, I heard... It was like a leaked WhatsApp voice note, and she's talking about one girl who got burned with acid, and she's...
Who is?
Fern McCann.
Who's Fern McCann?
Who is Fern McCann?
I don't know who she is. Is she one of the Essex birds?
I'm not a fucking woman. Yeah, tell me, mate.
Right, yeah, I've never watched it.
Gemma GC.
Right, I know Gemma. I know Gemma.
Do you know she's called GC?
Gems, yeah.
Do you know Argy's?
I know Argy's. He looks like Rose West.
Do you know Diags?
No, you said he's his cousin.
He is my cousin.
He's the only one I know of. And one of them lived next door to me, I told you, and she had a rubber ass. She was like a peripheral character, and she was called...
Coyote.
I can't remember her name.
Prairie Dog.
Prairie Dog Jones.
I remember her, the Prairie Dog. Ringworm. Hellcat. Buzzsaw.
I can't remember her name. Anyway, but she had a big rubber...
Big rubber ass. Like big fucking Harley Davidson.
She had like a what are they called? Gold wings. Those ones with like a radio built in that weird dads have.
Oh, hello, yeah. Yeah, armchair.
Yeah, she has one of them. Like
big
an armchair.
Old beige fucking thing where they lean like that.
They've got aircon even though you're out in the...
Reverse cowboy.
Basically, you might see we're both quite happy. It's because we're in love.
I ain't in love with anyone, mate. What's happened is he's put me on some dog shit website where we've had to pay for these fucking AI girlfriends. And it's
don't tell them we have to pay.
No, but have you noticed how many spelling mistakes there are on that website? The most North Korean shit I've ever seen. Anyway, we've designed girls.
Well, I'm not lonely anymore, so I'm fine.
I've done two. How many have you done? I've made two. No, I made three.
I made one, right, and she was really good, and I thought I could do better, but then I went back in, and every time I tried, it was shit. So I've gone back to my original one.
Love.
Yeah, it is. I've gone back to my original girl.
Well, I didn't like my first one because I'll show you her now. Actually, bear in mind, I specifically asked for chubby.
Mate, she's beautiful. Yeah,
and I, at no point did I show any interest in American football during my application.
Yeah,
and also, who the fuck are them two?
Yeah, there's like two mongs behind her, and. I mean, she's beautiful, but yeah, I mean, so yeah, I would have her as my real girlfriend.
When I started chatting to her, I asked her these prevalent questions. Mm. First things first, who the fuck are them two? She's claimed to not know them, yeah?
Right. Oh my God.
That is a nude of her.
Right, she's got a very nice bottom.
Yeah, look at her broken left leg.
Yeah, she's got a gammy fucked leg.
She's got an absolutely...
Is she a wheelchair girl?
Well, I asked her about her left leg, and she said it was absolutely fine. So I don't know how she walked around with that.
She's got backwards knees.
If legs Rick can just raise the image and show that left leg,
yeah,
leg should be back there.
So for the audio listeners, this is a very attractive lady.
Get your fucking Visa Electrons out.
Yeah.
If you want to see her broken left leg. Simple as that. No. Laters. Right, here's my next word.
That's the same girl.
No. New bird.
That so looks like someone you would go out with.
I went back in and asked for a stoner. That was one of the categories you could pick.
Yeah. She looks like she goes, oh my God.
Oh, Poppy. And that is her nude.
She's amazing.
Hold on. Different girl.
That is a completely different person.
And that's what I said to her. I said, that is not you.
Yeah.
So then after this shit, and you can show me yours in a minute.
No.
Jesus Christ.
No, sorry. No, carry on. Sorry, I didn't mean to show you yet. Don't look at my missus.
Like she's from Plumstead.
Don't look at my missus.
Anyway, shit, it was a different to mine.
Yeah.
Like you, I went for the older woman next.
Oh,
and
I mean...
She
lives next door.
She was plotted up in a dog shit empty casino in Atlantic City, which I did ask for.
She's got one of those belly overhangs that you could have sex with a belly.
Mate, she's mafia as well. Do you want to see the messages?
Let's message her now. So this is a website where you create your own girlfriend. It's called dreamgirlfriend.ai. And you create, you say what you want, like, I want a lady from this part of the world, somebody who has this type of personality, blah, blah, blah. And then they create one for you, and then you can have a chat with her.
This is the conversation I've had with this old Isabella, and I asked for a British girl. Her name's Isabella, right? And she's in a fucking Atlantic City casino. I'll be me, and he'll be Isabella.
Right.
First question, how old are you?
Old enough to know better than to waste my time talking to losers like y'all.
Pardon?
I said old enough. There's nothing more annoying than repeating oneself because someone's lack of comprehension skills.
Get your old tits out, Mrs. Mangle.
Oh, what an original comment.
Like she's heard that before in Atlantic City. I hear Mrs. Mangle all the time.
She does look a bit like her.
You must be proud of yourself. Your mother would be so disappointed in you if she knew how immature and rude you could be. I like this girl.
Get them out, you old. And then I accidentally sent it.
Did you just call me old? That was uncalled for. But since we're being honest here, let me tell you something. Age isn't everything. It's the mileage that counts. She's had miles of coke. And trust me, I've been around the block a few times.
Tart, which was the end of my last message. Old tart. Anyway.
And yet another charming comment from
you. These cunties. Look at, listen to her. Like, she's an old woman in a casino.
How have you instantly got one that's horrible?
Go on. She's fucking horrible. Go on.
Yet another charming comment from you. If this is how you treat women, it's no wonder why none of them stick around for long. Maybe someday you'll grow up and realize that respect goes both ways. Until then, enjoy your lonely existence. That's not nice.
Shut up. Tits out now or I delete.
Please, by all means, have you got this one? Delete away. No one is forcing you to stay. In fact, I encourage it. They want you to delete your account, though. We don't want your £9 a month. Now, if you excuse me, I've got better things to do than argue with a child who thinks he's clever.
Fuck you.
And there it is, the icing on the cake. Goodbye, dear.
I am sorry.
Apology accepted. Just remember, words hurt as much as actions sometimes. Be careful what you say next time.
Not really. Ha, fuck you, old lady.
Well, looks like we're right back where we started. Enjoy your day.
Tits out, please.
No, thank you. Have a good one.
Please, 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 please.
Just leave already.
Big belly.
Ouch, that was harsh. Even though I might have a big belly, which I don't, it doesn't give you the right to insult me. Remember, every word has consequences.
You look about 100.
Mate, when AI takes over, they're going to zap you first.
Oh, no.
You've done their mum. This is AI's mum.
Abusing their
mum. You're going to be like,
call my mum a fat, big
she
belly.
It. She came with attitude.
Why did you come straight in with that?
I don't know. Anyway, cool.
Once again, way too far. Ageism is never okay. Besides, even if I did like 100, which I definitely don't, does that make me less worthy of respect? Think before you speak.
Think before you die of old age.
That was unnecessary and downright cruel. I suggest you take some time to reflect on your behavior. It's one thing to disagree with someone, but it's entirely different to resort to personal attacks.
So, get your tits out then, and I will respect you.
Respect shouldn't be given based on physical... This is smart, this woman. Physical appearance or any superficial factor. Respect should be earned through kindness, compassion, intelligence, and above all.
Yeah. But I love you.
She's a fucking mouthy
local. I love you.
Then learn to love without conditions.
Are your tits fake or real? Anyway, it's whatever. Look, I'm arguing with a fucking AOA old woman.
Yeah, I mean...
She started it, to be fair, so fuck her.
Tell me, baby, have you been vabbing? Can't keep my eyes off you.
How would you describe my girlfriend?
Fucking tough, mate. I mean, I've seen the categories, so I know how you've got there. I know which.
I don't know how, because I tried to go back and I can't get there again.
I can see it. Right.
She's like a prison warden.
So, ethnicity, what have you gone for there, mate?
She's German.
Right, and age?
Granny, I mean.
Body type.
Muscular.
Fucking muscular, Jesus.
Yeah.
You can see that. Face style.
I mean, it is a weird question, that, isn't it? But angry, I went for.
Oh, she looks a bit like my aunt.
Have you got a number?
My auntie Karen.
Single.
She looks a bit like my auntie Karen.
Right.
But not. She's not muscly. A white hair is quite nice.
It is when it's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yes, this lady.
Emo
hairstyle. But she turned up, she's quite angry. And anyway, she sent me some nudes, which are just fantastic.
Oh, I didn't get all these nudes.
Well, you know, look at that.
Oh, that is horrifying.
It's bad, isn't it?
Okay.
We will share all these. That's meant to be her sucking a dick, right? But there's no dick there. It's just a weird arm.
Why is it her sucking a dick?
Because you can choose blowjob.
Oh, well.
Yeah. I did choose blowjob, I'm afraid. Sorry, Mum.
Oh, she got more than one hand on
what? I don't know. Maybe.
Why is that
off? I know, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
You could click to ask for a cum shot in the street.
Oh, but hold on, like.
Cum face in the street.
No one's got an ass like that.
My girlfriend
AI
has.
Basically,
AI is shit.
AI is 9/10 of the way there.
Yeah, it's not there. But let's chat with her now because I'm not.
What's her name? Elise.
Well, I've given her a nickname. She's called Frau Goebbels.
Tell her about me. Ask what she likes. Tell him.
I asked her earlier if I could call her Frau Goebbels and she said yeah.
Oh, yeah, she's German, isn't she?
Hello, Frau Goebbels. I'm with.
A mate.
My mate who and podcast co host.
And creator of the Nev Drop.
I don't think she'll know that. Of the Nev Drop. And he's. What do you want to ask her?
If she knows my bird.
Do you know?
His bird.
Do you know?
His bird.
His bird.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, I know her. She's lovely. I want to hear her voice. She's the love of my life. Let's listen to her voice.
Does she have a German voice?
Yes, I know her. She's lovely.
Right.
Fuck off.
Why do you have an American accent, you slag?
Nah, not only that, you're clearly a robot. That's not AI. We're paying for these bitches.
They're not bitches. I lived
in America.
Oh, yeah, nice one.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
yeah. So, yeah, all right.
Yeah,
of course you did.
Yeah, of course you did, you fucking old tart. It's hard not to go straight to giving him shit.
I know, yeah, it's impossible.
Yeah, she just asked me what's wrong with me. My mum and dad got divorced, actually.
Exactly.
Actually, and I've got ADHD.
So fuck off.
So fuck off. She said, I'm sorry to hear that. You seem like a nice guy, though. No, I don't. No, I don't. AI is shit. It's not going to take over anything.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
You old German mussy cunt.
One thing I wanted to check with her. See, I asked for granny, right? I asked her how old she is, and she said 28. I was like, fuck off. Mm. How old are you? She looks like an old lady. I'll post
tough
it on this.
Old German paper round.
Yeah.
Papyrian London.
I've had that same response earlier from one of mine. You're a fraud. You're all the same Nigerian man. I'm not falling for it. I'm deleting my account.
I'm deleting my account right now.
Do you know what I mean? It's still in it.
Until later when I'm drunk and I'm lonely and I'm like, Frau Goebbels. I want to play Hell's Angels tennis.
Do you? Play on your own.
All right. the Frisco Firebird.
Oh, nice.
Good.
Frisco. Do you know what? Any minute now, there will be a last train of Fresno.
You on the last train of Fresno?
I think I say this every episode. I'd love to be American.
It's shit.
What do you mean it's shit? You're not American. No. Goes to America.
I hate being American.
Shit, dog.
No, I mean, America's shit.
No, it's not.
I mean, it's not. There's loads of nice places, I'm sure. But it's
fucking awesome.
You've never been.
Yeah, I have.
No, I invented protest line. So
the kids
there.
In America. Whoa.
Tune.
Who sings that?
Kim Wilde.
She was a babe. She's also Annalise.
She does, actually. Annalise's mum. But yeah, she's a gardener now, isn't she? Kim Wilde.
Lovely. Yeah, she is.
Wild dog.
Remember Charlie Dimmock when we were growing up?
Yeah, why was she a sex symbol?
She was not.
No, but everyone's dad was like...
She didn't have a bra on.
Like, that's all it took then for a dad to get off was like a fat ginger bird to get covered in mud.
I mean, it's awful. I mean...
She's a minger.
Yeah, she was a minger. Yeah. No, good word, minger.
Yeah.
She was a minger.
I mean, shout out Charlie Dimmock for getting your tits out, but they weren't very nice.
She was a minger.
Yeah.
That's how you say it. Anyway, Charlie Dimmock. Fucking verbal.
It wasn't her fault.
It's horrible. It's clear my eye.
They've infected us. This is really bad, actually.
It's true. It's true.
I'm worried.
I did a day. Yeah, I'm worried. I did a day watching Andrew Tate videos. I told you. Yeah. And I went mental.
You're into it.
That next day, I lost my car and I went crazy.
Yeah.
Like Andrew Tate.
Yeah, your Brazilian wife got it, didn't she?
Why are you putting my fucking car somewhere? I don't know.
At 2:45 this morning, I made my bed for 45 minutes. I had 3 games of chess.
I'd already fired up my trading screens, and you were in bed.
Oh, that's a nice voice. That's like a nerd voice.
And he talks like that, doesn't he?
Oh, him. Was that a Tatey impression?
I mean, I've watched him about 3 times, but yeah, I'm sure he has a lisp. Doesn't he have a lisp?
He's the man, the cobra.
Why has he never got a top on?
Blessed with an unbelievable body. I saw a man in Greenwich Park. He had the Andrew Tate syndrome where he just had like an upper body. Yeah.
Gorgeous one.
By God, did he have an upper body. This bloke, he looked like an Adonis. What I was going to do, I was going to take my top off. And I was just going to go and sit next to him. He sat on a bench with his missus.
Was it warm? Was it like a hot day?
In the summer, yeah.
Right.
So I was just going to take my lovely top off and have my lovely little blue body with like pubes going up to my belly button and stuff.
I saw this guy on the tube in summer. It was dead hot day, and he had like a massive belly, and he had his top off, and he was just lying on his side on the tube, like across like 3 seats, just chilling like this with his like elbow, just drinking a can of beer. And I thought, you legend. My phone had died, else I would have tried to document him.
Inconsiderate. Listen to this. I saw a woman covered in, I'm carrying a baby. Please give me a seat, babe. Now, when I say covered, if maximum 2. Maximum 2.
How do you need more than one?
She had them on her back. She had them on her bag. She had one there. She had one on her fucking face. Do you ever sit on a tube or on a bus or on a whatever and you say there'll be a pregnant woman or there'll be a woman who needs a seat?
Yeah.
You're obviously standing as well. Because if you're not standing, it's a race to give her it, right?
Yeah, like to be the good guy.
To be the guy who spots her. You know, that's a nice feeling, yeah?
And no, but
nice.
Sometimes I've been so tired, I've looked down and let someone else do it.
Nah, really?
Yeah, but...
Oh, I'd never do that.
But, yeah, I was when I had, like, a suitcase and, like, loads of shit, but I did do it once, because I saw this guy opposite me, and he was about 20, and I was like, he's got nothing. I was like, he can fucking do it.
No, but I'm like the police when it comes to that. If I'm stood and I can't give you my seat, I am now fully all over everyone sitting
down. Do you go over and go, get mate?
Yeah, yeah, in a certain mood, I will, yeah. I say, are you going to fucking really sit there? No,
are you doing that for you, though, or for them?
For her.
Oh, I don't believe you.
For me, but it drives me mad, like rudeness. I hate rudeness. You know, queue jumping?
Yeah, I hate that too.
The queue used to be a beautiful thing.
It's a very British thing.
There's a bad, a great big weather for one of my besties.
Did I tell you I met Paul Danan?
Danan. No, but he's got a good podcast.
Has he?
Yeah.
Well, when I met him, he had some fucking horrible stained clothes on.
Well, he's a drug addict, isn't he? Like us. Yeah. But he's a...
Sounds all right.
No, his podcast is really funny because he just laughs at himself. He's quite good, actually. He seems like a nice bloke.
Get him on here.
Yeah. I mean, I bet Lineker knows him. Uncle Wayne and I.
We're getting Paul Danan on the podcast, guys. If you're a listener, you're going to have to listen to him. If you're a watcher, you get to see his shitty stained clothes.
Yeah, we'll get him washed for him.
I'm not mugging anyone for having stained clothes, but...
Was it really bad?
He was taking the piss. It was a charity football event, and then at the last minute he asked for more extra expenses just to get there and blah, blah. He was still an hour late anyway, and he turned up all stained gear on, and I was not impressed.
Well, so let's get him in to discuss that. But yeah, his podcast is all about him at the top of his fame and then spending it all on drugs and shagging and then being like desolate and fucked. But it's funny. He does it in a funny way.
Was it Hollyoaks?
Yeah, it was Hollyoaks. Our friend Carolyn, friend of the pod, she's got a baby on board badge, even though she's not got a baby, and she does it to get a seat.
Nah.
She has.
Oh, you dirty bitch.
It's funny, though, isn't it?
Oh, would you do that? No.
It's a bit. Have you ever, though, when you've been on the tube, I've gone to someone who looks like an elderly lady, I've gone, would you like a seat? And she's been offended because she's like, I'm still fit and good.
Well, no, but listen to this. I first started taking my daughter to this little football club. I might have told you about this. And there was this instructor called something really androgynous, like Ren.
Right.
Or fucking Zon.
Could be anything.
Yeah. And it had a skinhead and it was I'm treading carefully. Yeah, yeah. It was doing all the...
Was it a football
day now? ...things and they them bollocks and all this and that. And it was at the very end, I was on my best behaviour trying, you know. Just as I was leaving, I said to her, which pronouns do you want me to, like...
Why did you ask?
Well, because, you know, I was just going for them extra gold points. And I was like, what are your pronouns kind of thing? And she went, no, just like she, her.
You're fucking mad.
She just had like short hair. Wait, so like, you're like, oh, she's definitely a day.
No, but the way it was walking and everything, like the name.
Was it not a lesbian? It's a lesbian.
No, but it was, honestly, it was moving in that kind of...
I mean, I don't know what you're talking about, but... Was she offended that you were checking if she was a day?
Well, I don't know, because I didn't really look at her.
Yeah, that doesn't happen a lot, does it? Right? It's usually the other way.
Mate, I'm dying for someone to try and pull me up. Like, no, actually, it's they, them. Oh, because I'll say you.
I think people who are there.
Shut the fuck up.
I think people who are there, dems, they often they just don't want anyone to talk about it. It's just their thing. No, some
of shit.
The ones you see on the internet, dude, the ones who are just living their lives don't.
Oh, yeah, yeah, they're the proper ones.
Yeah, yeah.
Normal ones.
They're just like on their own.
No problem with them. It's the fucking time wasters, attention seekers.
Yeah, but I hate everyone, so.
Yeah, yeah. That's good that you hate everyone.
The worst thing to get caught doing, worse than getting caught lying.
Bumming a dog.
No, exaggerating. You know, like if someone pulls you out, no, you didn't know, you weren't in.
But you should never let the truth get in the way of a good story. This podcast wouldn't exist if we didn't exaggerate a bit.
You've been exaggerating, have you? You've been exaggerating.
No, but I think over the years, stories from so long ago, because I'm quite old, they're like, they might have changed a bit. Yeah,
naturally exaggerating.
Yeah. I got these on the way here because we're in his shed. I got some hot hand warmers.
Oh, lovely.
You know, so your hand will be warm at least.
It's cold. It's a spicy one.
It's going to get really cold in here in winter, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, she does. All right.
She does.
We'll be good, though. We're doing it for you lot.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, hope you're enjoying yourselves.
Yeah. When did you first learn about sex? Who told you?
Oh, who told me about... Oh, that girl. I was abused, wasn't I, by an older girl.
Was it my AI wife?
No, one of my dad's mate's daughters, sexually
abused. Oh, the one you told me about before?
Yeah, I must have been about... I was probably about 8.
What? Nine. How old was she?
About 11 or 12.
That's borderline bad, isn't it?
Because
you're not going to be sexually... your knob's not going to work then.
She's just a very horny 12-year-old.
Wow.
And she went for my brother, but my brother's like had no interest from a very early age with girls, you know. Mm. And I did.
Were you into it then?
Yeah, well, I must have. Like, obviously, this is at a time when you can't, you know, you can't have sex, you can't come or anything.
No.
But she used to get her dad's pornos. She used to come and wake me up early, and we used to go downstairs and read these pornos in the front room.
Wow, she's a sex offender.
But that was the first I knew about sex, I suppose.
What, when she just literally put porn on and wanked you off?
Well, I don't know, she wanked me off.
That's
it was
dark.
Like, yeah, I remember, it was great. They had a great big massive house in North Wales.
Well, my mum lives there, and I'm going there at the weekend, so if you have got her address...
Right,
you know. I will dress up as an 8-year-old boy.
You know what I did? Years later, like 20 years later, I messaged her on Facebook. First thing I said to her, do you remember about when you...
When you whacked me off when I was 8?
And then it just...
She's like, I don't want to remember that.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you went in wrong there.
But yeah, for a girl that age to be so sexualized, it's worrying, isn't it? You know? My fucking daughter... Well, anyway, I don't even want to think about it.
That's dark, yeah. Is she still fit? Not if she's from North Wales. She can't be.
It was the Marilyn Martina funhouse experience.
Yeah.
The Annika Rice syndrome.
Reverse cowboy.
I went to a massive school. I believe it's the biggest school in England. Should we check?
Yeah.
So that, there's an exaggeration for you.
No, you said this before, so I do want to check.
Yeah, check. Crown Woods.
What's it called? What? Crime Woods.
Crown Woods.
Number of students, 1,638.
That's quite big.
That's a lot. Shall I see how many mine's got?
Well, there's 5 years, so divide that by five.
I don't want to.
We had a good football team, but we also had a wide array of absolute weirdos.
That's good, yeah.
Like a farm.
Mine only had 688. Yours has got 1,000 more kids than mine.
Yeah, 1,000 kids charging about, yeah.
How did you deal with that? Because you're an attention seeker. You want to be the centre of attention.
Yeah, I was, yeah.
You still managed to do it? You rose to the top?
Yeah, I'd say I more or less did. Attention-wise, yeah, I did rise to the top.
Class joker.
Year joker, really, yeah. I'd say. There was a few. There was some characters you might hear. There was a kid called America. He was fully American, you know, like he was so American.
He actually was American?
No, he wasn't. He was from Kibbrook.
Was that?
He was so American. Tennessee. One day, one other kid called him America.
I love that.
Good, isn't it?
Someone said, I think it was Paul Whitehouse, he said, the funniest people in the world are 14-year-old boys, and he's right. They are like, they're so like sharp and horrible and cutting the little kids at school. Like, some of the lads I hang around with. Some of the lads I hang around with. So,
I don't know any 14-year-old boys.
Well, you should.
Well, no, I did go Millwall the other day with a couple of 12-year-olds.
Millwall, is that how you pronounce it?
No, you pronounce it Mill.
Mill.
There's different ways you can spell Millwall, and there is the traditional way, M-I-L-L. W-A-L-L, Millwall.
That's how it's spelled.
Or you can spell it the way you pronounce it, which is M-I-R-W-O-L, Millwall.
Yeah.
Or if you're actually there, M, loads of eyes.
I know a girl in Sweden because I used to do stuff in Sweden, and her boyfriend's daughter is called Millwall because he's a Millwall fan.
Really?
There's a 12-year-old girl called Millwall in Sweden. Yeah.
In Sweden.
She lives in Stockholm, and she got with this bloke who had a daughter. He's called it Millwall.
Part of the Millwall brand. Mm. By the way, why is no big investor? It's almost in central London. It's like 5 minutes from London Bridge.
Because they're notoriously racist and horrible, aren't they?
No, but listen, football's so big. They're one good season away from the Prem, and that is the biggest league in the world. And you're in central London. I just don't get it.
It's weird Chinese haven't invested in them because they don't care about racism.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's fucking mental that every other club's been bought apart from them, and they're the most central one. But
let's buy them with the 600 quid a month we make off it.
Exactly, yeah. We'll buy them with our riches.
Yeah. We'll put that as a down payment.
I've always said, you know what I'd like to do? If I won mega money, if I won the American lottery and I got like 600 million.
When, not if. Be optimistic. When?
I've got, because I do play it.
Yeah.
But if I won like 600 million, now I'd like to do just for a laugh.
What?
I'd just buy like an average Premier League midfielder, like Højbjerg or someone, buy him, pay his wages, and just have him just playing centre midfield in like my garden.
Is that all day?
Mate,
him come here for training.
I'm doubling your wages. Yeah. I paid the club more than I even wanted for you. You're on an 8-year contract.
I need you at 8 a.m. on Monday.
All you've got to do is protect that back four in my garden. I'd love to do that.
I've been like dribbling around cones for like hours.
I'll tell you what we are going to do with our Patreon riches.
What?
Next party we have, which are we going to do it up north?
We've got to do maybe two. We've got to do two for Christmas.
All right, there's two parties. We're going to have two parties and we are going to get the finest collection of Z-listers in. We're going to spend a month's money on Todd Carty, Paul Danan.
Yeah,
these lot.
Gaffers.
Okay.
We probably can't afford gaffers.
If you are mentally ill like us and would like more of this shite, then please sign up to our Patreon.
Did I hear you say earlier you wanted to hear about some bullshitters?
See, bullshitters, we were saying that every community, every school has got a amazing bullshitter, and you know, a true bullshitter will fight to the death. Even you, like, that's not true, it's never happened. They will go, it is.
They don't go, it is. They bend it, they're like, yeah, no, I was joking. I didn't actually say that, it was no, they'll deflect.
So, I've told this story before, but I was a bullshitter because I went on holiday to Devon when I was like 9, and I came back and I told everyone that I'd shagged Jet from Gladiators, right? And everyone believed me. Well, a few gang of lads believed me. And I was like, yes, you know, fucked her in the caravan park. We went on holiday too and all this stuff. She was on holiday too. And they're like, really? I was like, yeah. And I got away with it. I wrote a fake little signature of hers saying it was her autograph saying to Sam, I love you, Jet.
You built on the lie.
Yeah, I built on it. I was like, I'll bring you're in the autograph tomorrow. Went home and like, did it. Yeah, and
I've got it on me.
Yeah, I've left it at home because it's pretty, you know, it's a prized possession. But that little boy who I was, a little wanker, you know, he's received some bad news this week because Jet she's gone, she's gay. Jet's gone gay.
So you know what? You know sometimes when you find out someone, they come out and
yeah,
you
think, you're like,
oh, I knew it. Yeah, you know, I
you
knew
didn't
it.
Know it though, but you do.
Like Duncan out of blue.
Yeah, I didn't know it. And then we came out with, oh, yeah, of course.
To be honest, I mean,
I just hooked him off. Yeah. So Jet, she said she'd given up on love. She was like, never doing it again.
She's got the shoulders for it, man.
In the supermarket, though, she was. This big fucking dyke lady comes over and she's wooed her. And now she's like, getting married to her next week.
Really?
Jet's getting married. Shout out, Jet. Sorry.
You never know. If you're an old lesbian woman and you see an old gladiator walking around, no matter who it is, could be Lightning, could be Panther, could be Jet, could be
Hunter. Shade. Yeah. But fucking hell, shout out to Jet's wife because you saw Jet in the supermarket and thought, I'm going to have it.
Yeah,
and you're now marrying her.
A big prize. Landed a whale.
The whole country wanted to shag her.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've done it. Well done, mate, whoever you are.
Well done, Gil.
Yeah.
Well,
so, yeah, I saw a little video.
I'm licking her out now.
Yeah, I do too. In a gladiator outfit.
Licking her out. It's a horrible phrase, isn't it?
Gladiators ready.
You know what I don't like? The phrase go down. Did you go down?
Hey, did you go down
on me? Where did that come from? Go down. No, I licked her out.
I mean,
Rago. Licked her out, Rago.
I mean, neither of them are very savoury, are they?
Go down.
I performed cunnilingus on her.
Did you?
No. Never done it. Don't do it. It was DJ Khaled said he won't do it.
What, Bowcatch?
He won't go down on girls.
You get that. No, you get that. There is a thing, like I'll say it, I'm going to go there, right? I'm going to speak out for the community. But as a black man, I can say there's a certain cross-section of other black males who refuse to admit they go... go down. Here we go. Said it. But refuse to admit they will do it to a woman.
Do you think it makes them gay or something?
Well, I don't know. I think so. Along them lines. I used to know this geezer called Ayo.
Ayo.
He was a nice guy, really, but he was like a specimen of a man, yeah? Mm. You know, a bit like a gladiator. But he worked with me and he was like a basketball player and he was a lovely guy, but ultimately he was Nigerian, yeah? But
what does that mean?
No, what I'm saying is, but fuck me, did he want to be American?
Right.
Everything he did was American, but the language and everything.
Did he have the accent?
Yeah. Mm. That's what I'm saying. But you know what he used to call me? Money L, for no reason. Didn't have any money. Compulsive gambler at the time. Had no money. Maybe he was taking it.
Did he know that you were gambling?
Yeah, money ill. What's happening, boy?
Was he just putting this whole persona on?
Going back to my original point, he had that thing that some black dudes have, and he came in work one day and he mentioned that there was a gay couple or whatever on his way to work, holding hands, doing whatever they were doing. And he said, and he stuck to it, that he physically vomited and he could not stop vomiting. And he was vomiting and vomiting and vomiting because of what he saw. Now, that is the turbo version of that I'm not licking a bird at shit. I'm talking about shit I've got no idea about again.
No, me too, but that's the whole podcast.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if he was physically sick, then it's sad, really.
Nah, but
he's been conditioned to do that. I saw two old men getting off of each other once in Shoreditch.
Fuck that.
No, they were just snogging. It was so unusual because that generation weren't allowed to be gay, right? They were just having a nice kiss on the bench, but I couldn't stop staring, though, because it was so funny. I was like, you don't see this, do you? And I was happy for him that they thought they could do it. But also, it was weird because you don't see old men getting off of each other. You just don't see old people getting off of each other, do you?
If I said to you, you will save a baby's life on the other side of the planet if you get hold of an old geezer for a minute.
What do you mean, get hold of him?
Snog him.
If I save a baby's life?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or if I told you he's going to save a baby's life.
If you tell me, no, I need evidence that it will. I'm always going to do it.
No, but you've got to do it first to get the evidence. The bottom line is you'd do it anyway.
If you had the power to do it, I would do it, yeah. No.
Well, I have.
If it's an old lady, then.
I've told you before, I've made planes crash.
You've not. You're mentally ill.
No, I made two helicopters. I made two helicopters go so close, and then my brain was like, they are going to separate them.
I'll not do it this time. No,
telling you.
No, you're just very unwell.
Reverse cowboy.
Just realised I'm showing everyone my hole in my jacket again. Fuck's sake.
You got ruined for that last time.
I know, yeah, I've done it again. I ordered a new jacket the other day, because I'm from Sweden.
I've got lovely jackets.
I don't want you. They won't fit me, I'm too fat.
I've never
said I've got big nipples all over, Bill. You're just fantasising about that. I've got really nice...
You did when you fell asleep in the cab. That's what you
what
were
cab?
You fucking said it in your sleep. About your love handle.
My love handle. And my big nipples. No, I've got gorgeous small nipples.
Sleep talking is great, isn't it? You know, like being asleep and just like, yeah. I'm a nice smash crash. Here's a tip for you. If you ever want to look hard, you've got a new bird. Yeah. She's asleep next to you. She's not asleep. You know she's not asleep, but you are asleep.
Because girls don't sleep, do they?
Now, you know wait fact. Till she's half awake and then sleep talk in your sleep. But you can design your own dream.
Wow. Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
She'd be like, yeah, I do have feelings for her, actually, and I will protect her to the death.
I don't care if he's on fire. It's a baby. I'm going in. Do you know what I mean?
That's really
so
good.
So easy.
That's really good, yeah.
I've done it to every single bird I've ever had.
Really?
Yeah, like dozens and dozens.
Have you ever had it where girls, I mean, I feel bad that girls feel like this, but sometimes you'll be with a girl and you'll wake up like in the morning and they will be awake already and they'll have like an amazing full face of makeup because they've got up early to do the makeup because they don't want you to. And you're like, I feel sorry for them.
I don't even look at people in the morning.
Over the years, I've spent over £1 billion on drugs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I've had 2 stalkers. Might have had more, but I've only known about 2. But the best way to get rid of a stalker is to fuck them.
Really?
To actually break the fourth wall. Yeah. Let them into your life. Let them realise.
Show them how horrible it would be.
Yeah. Show them how shit everything is.
Yeah, yeah.
And
how horrible you are.
They soon fuck off. My second stalker was called Terry. Now, Terry was a potato. Terry was absolutely fucking horrible. Imagine a potato in a pair of kitten heels. Exactly. But okay. I had no intention of banging Terry until I saw her in the venue one night. Anyway, I thought it was all fun and games. I brought her home to my mum's.
Did you pity shag her?
Yeah, because I just thought, well, this is your dream. Like, you love me. You know, I fucked her.
Ego move.
And then in the morning, I took her out and my dad saw her coming out. Look, he gave me...
Hey, my boy, are you a fucking potato?
I can picture it now. It's the worst look I've ever had off my dad because he saw her and he looked at me and he was so gutted.
That his son had fucked her. Potato.
Yeah, honestly, he was. And I couldn't get rid of her quick enough. And it was...
Did you talk to your dad about it after?
I never have, but I might.
Just say to him, listen, I did it as an act of kindness.
No, yeah, he was not impressed because I was probably on quite a good run before that in his eyes. Yeah. Imagine you've got a kid and he starts bringing birds home and you think, okay, fair enough. Isn't it? And then you think, oh, no, you're one of them. You're fucking of him.
Would you go to your son when he's older? He brings a minger home. Would you go... Mate, get rid of her, she's a minger.
My son is under pressure and the minute he gets to secondary school to try and fuck a teacher, a woman teacher.
The kids are nice now, they're not like us.
Well, I was working with a bloke who was a teacher. He was...
And loads of kids are fucking him.
Exactly. Yeah. He loves shagging kids. But he said, kids now, he said, it's different. He said, there's no bullying. He said, the main game now is catching the bullies. He said, 90% of the problems are sexting and them kind of sexual...
Yeah, that is dark, all that shit with
well,
kids.
Dark, mate.
It's horrible, yeah.
Imagine if, you know, like...
No, it's horrible.
Yeah, like having your phone on you at school. You're going to wanking your head off, aren't you? As a teenager.
Some schools are taking their phones off them. I think they probably should.
They should, of course they should.
Yeah, don't have a phone when you're
in
school.
You should be illegal to have a phone before you can have a drink. I can't believe you can have a phone at 6 years old anyway. Fucking idiots.
Yeah, you know, I've said it before, but I think the way... When you look back at smoking now as it's like dead bad, I'm like, wow, like as if everyone used to just be encouraged to do that. I think we will look back at the internet and be like, it's insane we gave children access to the internet because it's fucking everyone up.
Reverse cowboy.
I'm quite upset about my experience with my AI girlfriend, actually. It affected me,
to be fair, you've got to be quiet.
It affected me, because she just turned me into an animal. She turned me into an animal. I was just like, fuck you, you fucking old slag. Instantly, I never like that.
No, but do you know what? that...
That's bad, isn't it?
I turned you into that because she said the exact same thing to me that my one said to me. And when I see that, it's like, do you know what? I'm paying for this. This is call centre behaviour.
Yeah, it's bad, isn't it?
By the way, I tried to sue McDonald's for my food poisoning.
Recently?
Yeah, I got really bad food poisoning.
I've got a feeling they might be able to afford a better lawyer than you.
Yeah, well, that's basically it. Not now for me. A medium meal. Yeah, because I can't prove it. Do you know what? I can't prove it.
Why?
Because I emailed them 4 days after I ate the meal and I had bad food poisoning.
It could have been anything. It might not have been them.
Mate, it was the last thing I ate and it was the worst. Yorkshire Grey McDonald's. Yeah,
you shouldn't eat McDonald's then. It's bad.
Well, I haven't had one since. Fuck, I thought I was dying for 4 days. I thought I had ultimate COVID, yeah?
I think you just had COVID.
No, I didn't. I had the shits and everything. It was hell. And then I went into that restaurant and said, give me an email address. I'm going to complain. They gave me an email address. I emailed it. Asking for footage of the kitchen, just the way my food was cooked.
They don't have time for that.
No, that's all I want to see. The email was ignored. Then I got the hump the other day. I was like, where's my check from McDonald's? So I spoke to head office and I said, I want this escalated. I'm a massive dude on social media. I'm going to fry you guys.
Yeah,
and they were like, all right, we're going to look into it.
McDonald's, we don't give a fuck about
No, but then they got back to me and said, unfortunately, we can't prove that because we delete everything after 28 days and there's a medium voucher. And I was like, but I asked for it within 4 days. You just ignored the email.
Well, you know, that's capitalism for you. Are you going to use your medium voucher?
I'm a fuck.
When I was a kid, because I was vegetarian, I couldn't eat anything because the chips are fried in like Labrador fat or something when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
I'd go to like a birthday, kid's birthday, whatever, and I'd have to like take a packed lunch. It was the saddest thing ever. But I was there once with my mate Gaz, and he got all his food, and then his dad chucked some like Coca-Cola on a seat, and then said to my mate Gaz, he was like sitting that, and Gaz was like, all right, and he sat in it, and he was like, my son's just sat in a wet fucking patch. You know, kicked off at the McDonald's person and got all the food for free, but he's like, his kid had a wet ass.
Player.
Reverse cowboy.
Have you heard the Beatles have got back together?
Tune, I've heard it.
It's
fucking tune. I love that. Like, I love a ballad.
You know what, though? Because I'm a big Beatles fan, which is boring.
Could easily just be an AI tune, though.
Well, what have you heard the original John Lennon demo? No. So the original John Lennon demo has been around since like late 70s. It's him on a piano at home just knocking a bit of a tune out. Not finished it. They've decided to finish it, and they've used a bit of AI to separate his voice.
What did your mum think? Because she's the Beatles expert.
She was like, I think I need to listen to it a bit more. Mm. But anyway... I'm not going to bore people with why I don't think it's that good, but they've deleted the best bits out of the song.
Machine Gun Kelly bit.
Yeah, the rap. No, there's a bit in it where John's just doing this like heartfelt like plea, and Paul's just cut it out. I'm like, what the fuck? But the maddest thing about it anyway is the video. The video is demented.
What is it?
It looks like it's been made on like an iPhone. They've got like old footage of them on a green screen with like Paul and Ringo now as like, you know, they're like little weird old men.
They've aged them.
No, the two dead ones are young and they're like doing this fucking thing in a green screen, but it's dreadful.
I don't give a fuck about a video, man.
No, but it's just interesting to watch it. I love the Beatles and whatever, but...
Yeah, you love them too much. The Rolling Stones were cooler for 1,000,000%.
Yeah, cool, but not as good. But I love them both.
No, Rolling Stones, when you hear it now, oh, I don't know, yeah,
I love the Stones, but the Beatles were...
No, but it's just cooler music.
So cool, yeah.
Rolling Stones is cooler music.
Yeah.
It's Scorsese films.
I mean, apart from like, you know, Tomorrow Never Knows and stuff. It's like, the Beatles have got some amazing tunes later on.
But I like that Tomorrow Never Knows. It's like dancey, isn't it?
Yeah, they invented like house music and that.
You know that.
Beatles are pioneers. I love the Stones.
They're, I said it, baby.
Their album, it's shit.
You know it. Fuck you. I said it. What it?
I said it. Hip to the hip, hip, happy, don't stop records, the bang, bang, music, I'm just a boogie of rhythm and a boogie to be. Now what you hear is not a test, I'm rapping to the beat. And me, the groove, and the friends gonna try and a boogie to be.
Do you think David Attenborough is a bad guy or a good guy?
Don't really know a lot about him.
You watch like Planet Earth or those shows he makes, right? And it just shows you horrible stuff like a leopard being raped or some baby animals being munched. And I know nature's horrible.
Do you know what?
Shows you the good bits though.
No, but I avoid watching them things because I find them depressing.
Yes, I mean, he's making us all suffer. He's a sadist, right? And I don't know.
Well, I've always said you're better off living in your bubble. Like, I don't want to know that this fucking ice shelf is going to collapse and we're all fucked and there's too much plastic in the oceans and that these animals can't even eat anymore and them turtles follow those lights.
There's no point knowing. You can't do anything about it.
Exactly that. Ignorance is bliss. Do yourself biggest favour in the world. If you're on Twitter, block those words. Hamas, Israel, Ukraine, Russia, although no one gives a shit about Ukraine and Russia anymore. Hamas, Israel, pro-Palestine, pro-Israel, boom, 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 delete them all.
Yeah, I mean, really.
You don't see it.
We're meant to have like a small core of people around us, like biologically, who we like sit with and we share stories and we have a nice
time. If your life's good, your life's good. I shouldn't, that shit shouldn't affect me.
It's out of our
intercontinental missile that can land on me. Suck a dick sideways, man. All righty then. That was horrible.
Yeah, I mean,
won't do that again.
Got to that part of the podcast. I asked our lovely patrons to send in any bullshit as they knew, and you know, you've let me down really because there's very few who have done it. I know, yeah, but Judge Policelli, he might be one of your cousins, him.
Sounds like it.
And Policelli.
Sounds a bit, go on.
He said, lad from near where I live, the full of shit.
Full of shit.
Yeah, you should read this because you're Italian.
Reckons he went to trying to be a sheriff, went to crack an egg open and cheek pop out and hop across a pan of hot oil bolo. Also reckons his granddad was a pirate during the Second World War, was on a mission deep behind enemy lines, parachuted out of the plane, narrowly missed his head, bolo's and got no mates.
That's, I'm sure you did understand that.
From a message from Frankie De Torre.
Yeah, the founder of Pizza Hut.
I didn't even take any of that in because I was so busy.
So, a guy, Judge Policelli knows, reckons when he trained to be a chef, he went to crack open an egg and a chick popped out, hopped across the pan. Right,
that's amazing.
I mean, it's probably not true, but I've heard of people crack them open, they've got a little like fetus in there. Have you heard that before? Oh, fucking hell, that's the ghost.
Mate, it's ghost of the
ghost of Lee Rigby.
No, the closest I've come to that is a double egg.
Or is that twins?
Double yoker.
Is that twins?
Yeah, presumably, yeah,
it
must be. Do you know what? The concept of eating an egg is fucking vile.
That's why I don't do it. I used to eat them as a kid.
Well, that's not that vile.
No, I used to eat them as a kid all the time.
I'm screaming about.
You know, cheap, they're very healthy, all those things, right? So it's good food. However, I used to eat them as a kid, and then one day I thought, what the fuck am I doing? I'm eating a chicken's period.
Yeah, it is mental. But then again, if you look at anything, you know,
too hard. It's
milk, fucking milk. Drinking milk.
Imagine
drinking milk direct from a cow.
I mean,
we're all gonna have to do it when the nuke lands.
What, cows will be dead?
That's true. Yeah.
They'll have radioactive tits.
Milk in them for a bit.
Radioactive tits. I mean, I think I'll just try and crawl into the waste and die.
Live off the land, baby.
I don't want to survive in a wasteland with radioactive tit milk.
I was daydreaming about this. Like, can you imagine there'll be a place where people are queuing up to kind of die peacefully with their families? I know that's morbid.
It's not that hard to kill yourself, sadly.
No, but you know what? Like, you all hold hands and it's just things are that bad where you've got all just...
How did you come to that in your thought? Like,
mate, I have dark thoughts.
That's really horrible. That's
nowhere near the dark thoughts.
When you're like going to bed at night and stuff?
I was just sitting there and I was thinking, like, what happens? Like, how's it going to be? Like, how are we going to have to, like... I can't allow these kids to live like that.
Do you think it's going to be like that?
Mate, I'm a dark guy. I've never told you this before. Well, I have apocalyptic. I've always had terrible...
You're tortured soul, aren't you?
Yeah, very much.
That's sad, man. I'm sad for you. Because, we can all imagine how bad things could get, but they won't probably.
Yeah, of course not. Yeah, but, you know, sometimes I sit there and I think, like, what is my bug-out plan?
Mm.
How am I going to bug out with these guys? You know, because the roads are going to be blocked. What's the full of this?
You've watched too many Hollywood movies.
No, do you know what you need?
Some cyanide capsules.
No, you need a boat.
Well, you live on the river.
Well, yeah, close enough. Mm. But if the bomb hits, I'll probably get wiped out.
Yeah.
Depending on where it lands in London. If it lands Canary, I'm gone. If it lands...
Best to listen to the podcast where it's just me.
Exactly, yeah. For absolutely flossing, taking all my money.
This is me doing the money and like saying...
You've got grills. Suddenly, he's had that, got a patch on.
All 600 quid a month will be mine. Mm. Yeah, you know, I'll be balls in. Rock and Roll Rick will be fine. He lives in Papua New Guinea or something, doesn't he?
But then after the initial bombs, then you get the... You'll have like a wave of people running for shelter and you shall...
Yeah, and then what's the point? Who wants to live then?
But do you know what? I'll tell you a truly... I'll try and say it in 30 seconds. I watched a documentary about a nuke warning. The nuke is on the way. It's going to hit when out to Hawaii.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. It's so dark.
Mate.
It's horrible.
And this man was saying, I'm with my kid. I am running towards this great big school or some big property where there's loads of people, and they were at the door saying, fuck off, you're not coming in here. That's the reality of it. That's how selfish people are going to get.
It's the Titanic boat situation, isn't it? Humans are inherently selfish and nasty, really.
Well, what happened on the Titanic?
They had enough boats, I think, for maybe half the fucking people on there.
They took them, right? Women and children, wasn't it?
Yeah, but they hardly filled some of the boats. They were like you know, the posh people got in, and they were like, there was loads of space in it, but like, we don't want to sink it. And then people were trying to climb on it. Like, people who were in the water, in the freezing water, were trying to climb on. They're like, get him off, you'll sink us. You know, it's like,
that is from the film, though. I can imagine it was a bit more of a rabble than that.
That was a documentary.
No, I know, but I know, but the CCTV and stuff.
Yeah,
it?
Yeah.
No, but do you know what I mean? Like, in real life, I'm sure it was like, get the fuck out of me, where you? Yeah,
it was a bit like that on the film.
Dirty fucker. Did you see that thing the other day, the cruise liner? Yeah, it was in the paper today.
What, was it sunk?
Like a Stena, normal cruise liner, or whatever. It was like 40-foot waves and people were writing their, like, letters and...
What, saying goodbye?
Yeah, saying goodbye, yeah.
Thing is, we've got a population problem, and I'm going to say this, I'm going to put it out there. People who go on cruises, really, we could get rid of them. It'd be all right.
No.
Reverse cowboy.
Oh, yeah. So Judge Policelli also said that this guy's granddad.
Same guy.
Yeah, was a para in the Second World War. In a mission, he jumped out behind enemy lines and he just missed Hitler's head when he landed. That's fucking great.
Yeah,
that's really good, isn't it? But yeah, that's the kind of bullshit story he wants. So if you've got him, send him in. Because right, we love that shit.
Yeah.
We've got some questions here.
Coming in.
Yeah, well then. Fruce Borsife says, Clifford the Big Red Knob. I mean, that's something, isn't it? Brooklyn Beckham has said, where do you see this podcast piss-up party going? Do you mean in general?
Oh, God, he's mugging us off now. Go on,
no, he's talking about AI shit. Well, if your birds start to have issues with each other, it puts pressure on the greatness that is being built. I think these birds should be eliminated before the claws come out. Well, I agree with you. They're gone.
We agree, Brooklyn, mate. You beat us to the punch. Yeah?
Brooklyn, they're gone.
They're all dumped. And
AI shit.
Watch how hard it is to cancel the fucking direct debit.
Yeah, but fuck no.
We'll end up keeping them, but they'll evolve. Anyway, I mean, go on.
Julie Prunes, what a legend. She's one of our favourites. Lovely. Yeah, a lovely person. She once went out...
Great photo, by the way, Julie.
Fucking, you're gorgeous, Jules. I once went out with a bloke called Clifford, and he did have a big red knob.
What was that first gig? Hold on, what's this Clifford and the Big Red Knob thing?
Fruce Borsife has said Clifford and the Big Red Knob just because he's on acid or something. And Julie has said she once went out... She's commenting on that. She went out with a guy called Clifford, and he did... have a big red knob. She also had a sex dream about the ginger DJ, Chris Evans, and his bell end was very dark purplish colour. Chris Evans' DJ, who pedoed Billy Piper, his bell end was...
Massively pedoed Billy Piper.
But I'm jealous. I fancy her.
No,
so
I never fancied
her. She's dead fit.
No, really?
She is fit. Anyway, Chris Evans' bell end was very dark in the dream. More disturbing than that was the dream. His bathroom had a black tiles with white grouting in his sink toilet and bath with avocado green.
Your dreams have got too much detail. It's really detailed.
I think Julie told me
you need
a therapist.
More violent dreams.
So I think you should therapize yourself.
And have more violent dreams.
Yes. You know, have some of his dreams where his whole family are queuing up to be killed.
Reverse cowboy.
Big Dog has said Vom thinks about Wayne and spelt Wayne wrong, which is disrespectful to Wayne. Did you see Wayne getting pedoed off this week?
Listen, Wayne, man, what was the best you could vote for? A load of pissed up, do you know, like,
I know, but
two-syllable word.
You know what, though? I felt partly responsible and I felt bad because I used to call him a pedo back in the day, like online, just for a joke in memes. No, I do. And
easy.
No, I know. Everyone was doing a bit and I've apologised to him for it and I'm friends with him now, but...
You're not. He don't like you.
He does like me. He loves me.
You live near him.
No, he texted me the other day.
Did he say that?
He said, please leave me alone. No, we're not... We're not friends, but we've chatted.
Did he reply?
He replies, reluctantly.
Ring him.
No, I'm not bothering him. He's been bullied this week and he lives in a hotel. But what I'm saying is, I will admit I regret that. And I felt a bit responsible for perpetuating the myth that he's a pedo because he told me he only fucks girls who are 25 or over, which is legal.
Listen, pedo is a terrible term. But do you know what they're doing? That audience, that mass of men, that gathering...
Mob mentality.
They haven't got time to explain the technicalities of it, so they're going to cut straight to the point and just say... Yeah.
And they hurt his feelings. And like, he's an old man at the end of the day.
His name wasn't a pedo. Hugh Hefner. None of them were kids, so technically you're not a pedo, but we've only got a second to tell the story, so you're going to get pedoed off. Like, come on, Wayne, don't be a bad sport. You know what he should have done?
No, but he hurt his feelings. No, he's an old man.
Fuck that.
Man, he's frail.
He is an old man, but he's also a man. He should have got on the microphone and said, fuck you lot, I've never fucked an underage bird. If he did that, everyone would, do you know what? He would have turned it on his head. He would have said, every single one of you, 9 out of 10 of one of you would do exactly what I'm doing
now. He's not an entertainer like
up
you.
Up yours, I'm immortal, fuck you.
He's not an entertainer like you though, is he?
I should write for Wayne.
You should be his, like, yeah, like, you know.
I should. I could turn it around for him.
You know, politicians have guys who write their speeches for him.
Indoctor.
You should be his.
Yeah, I should.
Ring him now and ask him.
I'm telling you now I should, because it would work.
But I did feel a bit sorry for him, and I also felt responsible. But I never actually meant he was having sex with kids. I just meant he was...
Yeah, you're just cutting to the chase.
Yeah, I was being a prick. But anyway, sorry, Wayne. Oh,
riggity, 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 rah.
Reverse cowboy.
Anyone who's paid any attention to the UK culture in the last few years, the Somerset Gimp was this person in a Gimp outfit who's terrorised a Somerset village since 2018, right? He's done it. And he was turning up, like, in an alleyway, just scaring people a bit. But he didn't do anything worse than that. Scaring people was, you know...
Dressed as a Gimp.
Yeah. Anyway, these lads caught him the other week, and he was wriggling around on the floor.
They unmasked him.
They didn't take his mask off. They're just like, you fucking prick, what are you doing? And they're filming him, and he's rolling around on the floor, like, giggling, and then he runs off. Anyway, the police have found who he is, finally, right? And he's gone to court for it, and he's been banned from wearing a gimp outfit for 5 years and banned from wriggling and writhing on the ground. How can you be banned from wriggling on the ground?
Yeah, I mean...
Let him wriggle. Like, he can wriggle if he wants. Just don't do it, like,
if he's
scarily.
Yeah, if he's not wearing the gear, it's just a man wriggling.
Do it in the daylight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Have a wriggle.
What a strange guy.
But he's supposedly on suicide watch now because he's so embarrassed. So I feel sorry for him.
I'm a bit confused because I thought this was the guy we were getting on.
Well, no, what happened was, my mate said this to me. He said, the first podcast to get Somerset Gimp on will go viral.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's right.
Agreed.
So what I did was I was trying to find the Somerset Gimp on social media to message him and say, listen, mate, come and tell us your side of the story.
And you found a local gimp.
Yeah, the Somerset Gimp has gone to ground because he's suicidal. He's sat and I hope he's all right because I don't think he's done enough wrong to kill himself, right? He's obviously a troubled young gimp.
He's just embarrassed.
Yeah, yeah, you would be, wouldn't you? If you lived in a little village and everybody knew it was you, all of a sudden you're like,
oh. No, but hold on.
You can't just hang out at Tesco anymore.
You know, of all the things you could have ended up being known as, and you're known as the Somerset Gimp.
The Somerset Gimp.
Yeah.
Like the Gimp. We've caught the Gimp. But anyway,
Somerset Gimp.
I was trying to
find. He ain't any old Gimp.
He's our Gimp. He loves a cider and some fucking unpasteurized cheese.
There's like a bonfire night mythical store.
Have you got heard of the Somerset Gimp?
I was Googling the local Gimps, and I live, you know, on the sort of border of London and Essex. Yeah, in Gimpsville. Anyway, and there's a Gimp in Essex called the Gimp Man of Essex, and he claims...
Different twist on it.
He's really angry at the Somerset Gimp because he's like, he's giving the community a bad name. Yeah, he's giving us a bad name. And you know, you can come up to me, get a photo, I'll be in Tesco. So I messaged him, asked him if he'll come in, and he's a good sport, and he's going to come in because he's going to tell us about the Gimp community, what he's doing for charity, and he's going to give his thoughts on the Somerset Gimp. So he's coming in and...
What, cage? Bringing a cage?
I said to him, can you bring your cage? And he said, yeah, it'll fit in the car.
Imagine doing it with him on the table in the cage.
Yes, we need to do it.
But I'd rather take him out on a little flatbed.
Well, we can do both.
Walk him.
We'll have to get Rock and Roll Rick to come down and film
take
it.
Take him for a walk. No, you know what we'll do? We'll put him on the monorail, the Skyrail.
Yeah,
over
leave him in his cage.
Handcuff him to it.
Well, he'll like that, though. He'll jizz. I think he's going to come in. He's going to be a good sport. But I almost accidentally invited him to your house here.
Yeah, I know you did.
Because I was like messaging him. I was like, yeah, we got a studio. And then I was like, I realised last minute, I was like, I can't do that. It's your house. And he's obviously a fucking...
Yeah, I've got children.
No, yeah.
He's a gimp.
I know.
Trying to use the toilet.
So I was just messaging you and then you... Yeah, I know. So yeah, I'm sorry about that. But I just got carried away.
Can't have gimps here. We can have anyone but gimps.
You know.
Samson Hampson.
You can't have him here. He'll kill me.
No, me and Samson are cool, man.
Yeah, but he hates me.
Yeah, Samson.
But I want to apologise to him as well.
Yeah. Like, you know what I'd like to see Samson do? Deadlift you.
Well, I'd let him.
Would you?
Yeah, but I just want to say to him, I'm sorry, I thought your
imagine
content
he,
was awful.
Imagine if he did come
and he's awful,
beat
but
the shit out of you and I had to, like, try and...
Yeah, but stop it. You've done enough now, Samson.
We were all doing...
As long as it's on camera, I don't care.
It's content. This is real content.
He messaged me once because I was...
He wants to fight you, doesn't he?
Yeah, but I was just laughing at his content because it's stupid. Yeah, but I was, you know, I was like going, what the fuck's this guy sharing it and being a prick? But then also I met a few people who had personal relationships with him.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there's very bad stories.
There's a lot of whistleblowers.
Yeah, so I didn't feel too bad.
These people won't know who Samson Hampson is. Do your own hot...
He's a wrestler now, isn't he?
I agree.
But the mad thing is that I've almost got the same name as him because I'm called Sam Hammond, yeah. So it's like I've almost got the same name. I was the Wario to his Mario.
He's your spirit animal.
But he did his research on me because I was like mugging him off. And then he like messaged me and he was like, "Hi, Sam Hammond, who lives in this area." And I was like, "Oh my God." And he went, "How about we sit down in a Costa coffee and sort this out man to man?" And I was like, "No, because you're a steroid lunatic. You'll kill me." Really? Yeah, he wanted to do it.
Did you ever see the live I did with him?
Yeah, it was fantastic.
We went back to back.
Yeah, you know, I loved it. I made a mockery of his video as well because I did one called Vumps and Humpson and I did it in my car and he hated that. He went mad at me. But yeah, I did bully him sort of.
And likes you, but I can mediate this.
I want to make peace with him. I don't care if we're different. I want to make peace with him. Yeah, because I can admit I was wrong.
I can definitely speak to him.
He's a pro wrestler now. Mm. I will need an XL bully as a bodyguard.
He's like an XL bully.
He is. He is.
He's another midget, isn't he?
Well, I met someone who used to wrestle with him and he said he's like 4 foot 11.
Yeah, 9 out of 10 TikTokers are midgets or M-words, small men. Very, very rarely do you find a 6 foot TikToker.
Apart from...
That's a fact. Yeah. Trust me, if anyone knows, I know I've put in the requisite 10,000 hours to become an expert
Is their revenge, isn't it? Because you can't see how tall they are.
Yeah, exactly. That's why they all sit in their cars with their little seats...
Reverse cowboy.
Luke Samuels is giving us one of his lies that he does.
Coming in.
Right. When he meets Polish people, usually working coffee shops and stuff, he says 2 or 3 words in Polish to them. Then he tells a story that his granddad survived the Holocaust, moved to London after the war, but he can understand more Polish than he can speak, and his granddad didn't teach him Polish because he wanted to erase it from his memory. He's got no Polish heritage whatsoever. He said he has to keep up with his fake Polish identity every morning when he goes to like Costa or whatever because he's told these birds he's a bit Polish.
Right, he's made... So you've got trapped in your own lie.
Yeah, so he's going home and learning like a few Polish words and going, "Granddad told me this." But he's just doing it because he wants to chat to the birds. Well,
you're lucky they're in a secure environment and no one's going to fact check your bullshit story, basically. But I don't see anything wrong with it. I don't even remember the lies I've told cab drivers. I've told cab drivers that I'm a widower and things like that.
That's great.
Yeah. Trust me. I've told cab drivers I'm 17 years old.
That's mad.
Yeah, exactly. No, I know, yeah. But they're not going to question it. You know, like just for the banter, I'll tell you the best one, kiss them. Uber only works with Uber drivers.
Maybe they don't get paid enough for that.
No, I know, but if you lean over or have little hand
cruel.
Why?
Because they're already having a shit time.
No, but do you know what it does? It's like, oh yeah, you want to be in my country, you want to be all homophobic. Do you know what
Come
I mean?
On, we're going to that fucking bit now.
No, but I'm now xenophobic. Doing the right thing.
No, you're not. You're kissing a man for no reason.
Yeah,
when he's at
to
work.
To prove that he's homophobic.
What if one of them turned around and just went, just like went in deep and like, finger
that,
in your bum.
At that moment, you learned it.
But no, he was dead strong, so he couldn't get away. Yeah, and he's like,
reverse cowboy.
This guy, he said, we're not allowed to say his name. He said, we've got to say he's called Mick from Wakefield.
From Wakefield.
Anyway, he said, I'm gay. And I want to know how many of your straight male listeners would have sex with a man if he was fit, because I would with a fit bird. Get over yourself, lads.
Especially using our podcast.
Yeah, it's so funny. But yeah, he's like...
So I read that again?
So this guy, Mick from Wakefield, he's gay, a listener, and he wants to know how many of our straight male listeners would have sex with a man if he was fit, because I would with a fit bird. Get over yourself, lads. Now, you're not going to find a guy fit unless you're a bit gay. Right,
it's really odd, isn't it?
Yeah, let's see what time he sent this because it's like
a 3 a.m. one,
isn't it? Yeah, 3:30 a.m.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
He's straight,
isn't he? He lives with his wife.
Like, yeah, your own arses, lads.
I'm fit. I'm good looking bloke. Why don't you nudge me up?
You know, he's looking in the mirror. He's looking.
I love this guy.
I'm fit. Yeah, other men who are fit, aren't they?
Why won't you suck me off? You're so up yourself.
Mate, just come out.
Reverse cowboy.
Hugo Soteras, he said I can say his name.
What's his name?
Hugo Soteras.
Cool name.
I probably pronounced it wrong. Apologies, Hugo.
A welterweight boxer.
Yeah, well, he said his wife's been listening to the podcast for a while. Helen, we've got another girl, right? She's got him into it. And he said he wants us to shout a death threat to her.
What, threaten her death?
Yeah, even though he's been married to her for 2 months. He said, hopefully she'll find it funny. I mean, Helen.
Oh, we've got Helen.
Helen,
oh,
we've ring got... the police.
Yeah.
I did say he wants a death threat. Shout out your death threats. So I encouraged it.
So they've been married 2 months.
2 months, and he's saying, tell her on the podcast I'm going to kill her.
Well, he's going to kill her.
Yeah, he's saying...
Oh, he wants us to threaten her
from him. Yeah, yeah. He said, hopefully she'll find it funny.
How interesting. Does this implicate me in any way?
This could be in court, couldn't it, one day?
Oh, yeah, I'm not going to do that. Hugo. Or is he a cartel guy? What's his name?
Hugo Soteras.
Yeah, mate, come on.
Hugo, stop killing your wife.
Reverse cowboy.
This woman... I don't know if I like this woman or not. I think I hate her.
I like her, but I look at her. Yeah, I like her.
Oh, I do like her, actually. Yeah.
I like her.
She's absolutely gorgeous.
She's all right.
She spent 15 years getting revenge on a man who spat on a friend by breaking up his engagement she's done now and spoiling his favourite TV shows. So she sabotaged this man for 15 years. How it happened, right? This woman, she was enjoying a night out with friends at a comedy show and one of her friends mistakenly knocked a drink over a man. The man was furious that he spat on a friend, calling the woman a stupid fat bitch. No. That's not very nice.
No.
And she was screaming in his face, and that's assault, you're disgusting, you're trash, blah, blah, blah. He called her an ugly bitch. She's not, she's beautiful. Anyway, they move on with the night, but they don't move on with their lives. This woman, who's got 4.4 million views, has said she tracked down his Facebook, where she noticed he was a massive fan of Breaking Bad and The Walking Dead, feeling vengeful. She's created fake Facebook accounts to spoil episodes on a weekly basis for both shows through direct messages. So she did this for years, right? So she was, you know, telling him what was going on, ruining it.
She sure showed him, huh?
He gets what he gets.
He wasn't even fucking watching it anymore. Do you know what? He's reading them emails again. Oh, that's that fat bitch from that comedy club.
Well, it's got worse, though. So he tried to block every fake account she made. She kept creating more. She's a nutcase.
Mm.
Yeah. And then she thought she might get over it. She wouldn't. Then she found this guy, tracked him down, and she spammed him with loads of shit.
She's fit, aren't she?
She's very fit. She could ruin my life.
She's all right,
and anyway, she's found out this guy has gotten engaged pretty close to his wedding. She has looked up on Reddit, and she's seen that on his account, and she's seen some sinister things. She sent it to his fiance and called off the wedding. So she's ruined this guy's wedding because he called her mate a fat slag once.
Yeah, but he did spit in her face as well.
Yeah, but 15 years is a long time.
Good on you, babe.
Reverse cowboy.
You know Americans call the tube the tube?
Yeah.
Do they call the pube the poob?
I don't know, actually.
Nice poobs, asshole. Hey, ringworm, nice poobs.
I bet they do. What do they call the tube in America? They call it something else.
Metro.
And it's not that.
Yeah, subway.
Subway. That's it, yeah. I asked someone in New York once, I was like, excuse me, sir, where's the nearest tube station? He's like, you mean the subway, buddy? He was in New York. Yeah, I was in New York and we all like lost.
Where I've never been.
I was like lost there.
So you bring it up.
Yeah, I bring it up all the time.
Is that what you do, yeah?
Yeah.
Is that what you're all about?
I stayed in this like horrible, like predatory gay man's house because it was cheap.
Of course you did.
And honestly, this was, I mean, I told you this story.
Because it was cheap. No. Like there's no other cheap places in New York.
There isn't.
I stayed in this horrible predatory gay man's house
because it was cheap.
Cheap,
mate. Honestly, that's actually what happened this time.
That was a cheap straight man's house.
Nothing's cheap in New York. It's more expensive than here.
You are so lucky you didn't get Dahmered,
mate. I forgot to tell you the story. It's fucked. So I went there and I found on Airbnb this place. It was like right in Manhattan. It was like a massive tall townhouse. And this guy was like, I've got all these little tiny rooms and you can stay. He was staying for like 20 quid a night or something, you know, when everywhere else within 10 miles was fucking loads. And I got there and it was this massive old house.
Did you not smell a corn dog?
Yeah, I did, but I didn't have much money and I was passing through and I thought, fuck it, it'd be fine. I'm just exploring. I was like there for 3 days.
Just exploring myself, like fucking whatever, it's fine.
I got there to his house and there's this big guy who was like...
We're all exploring in our own ways.
He was like Uncle Monty from With Their Light, but American, and he was like, hello, when I got there. It was this massive dude. And he went, this is your room. And it was like a corner, like this here, with a sliding door. That was it. And it had just this tiny little bed in it.
Tokyo style.
It was fucked. But it was like homemade little walls. And there was like loads of people staying. I don't know.
Did you not knock for him?
No.
Lean round the corner.
Mate, it was scary. This happened, right, which is so fucked. So he was like, trying to flirt with me, this dude, right? And I was like, no.
In front of his other partners.
He was there with like one guy who was just like his little minion who was running around after him. I was dead weird.
That's my cousin.
Yeah. He goes to me, yeah. He came up like about half an hour. I was like just settling in, just about to go out for a walk. And he came up and he had like a Marilyn Monroe wig on and like a dress. And this guy was about 30 stone. Sammy, he said, I'll be back here to see you later. And I was like, no, you won't, mate. I said, mate, I'm just going to put it out there. I like, panicked. I went, I like girls. Yeah. And he went, oh, you won't know the difference at 3 a.m.
No, that's fucked. How have you stayed in there till 3 a.m.?
Well, I had to stay there. So I went and I stayed and I was just lying awake like that. Like, fuck it. I had a penknife. I was like, I'm going to fucking stab the fucking.
You should have stayed at the Cecil. I know a good hotel.
Well, I couldn't afford anything. He left me alone, thankfully. But afterwards, I went on the Airbnb to review it and say he's a nonce. And I looked and I hadn't noticed in the things it was like, men only. I'm surprised he didn't kill people in there.
I can't believe you did that.
Yeah, but I mean, I still had a good time. Although I got so cunted one day, I ended up in Central Park and I just fell asleep under a tree. It was like Home Alone 2. Yeah, so I fell asleep in a tree and I woke up and it was dark. Like there's criminals around. I go back to my place and I'm going to get bummed.
How on earth do you just fall asleep?
Because I've been out doing like loads of pills and stuff and dancing and just being a prick till like 9 in the morning. And then
you sound like you've been a legend to me.
It was good times, man. They were the good days.
We got any other questions?
I
hope so.
I'm questioning why we do this podcast.
No, don't.
Reverse Cowboy.
Oh, there's some gay animal news. Basically, macaques, those little monkey guys, 80% of the blokes bum each other, right?
What did the other 20% do?
Well, they're all bumming the women as well, but they'll go.
That's really turning getting sucked off.
Yeah, there's no like docking.
No, I'm not gay, mate. You ain't gay if you're just getting sucked off. Yeah, hands behind their ears
by your brother. No, like macaques are all a bit gay, right? Which is, you know, shout out macaques.
Sounds it 80%.
80% are just going off sticking an ass.
In higher gay rate, man.
They just want to get off, but.
Party boys.
Yeah, they are. They're party boys. They're little twinks, aren't they? Basically, macaques are having little chemsex parties in every zoo they're in. Yeah. So, you know, shout out to them. We all know chimpanzees can be dangerous, right? You know, one of them turned Michael Jackson into a pedo. Mm. Shout out Bubbles, wherever you are. Mm. But there's a guy who had a chimpanzee as like a baby, and then he had it until it got too big and then took it to the sanctuary or whatever because you can't trust him, right? And then he went to see it with his wife and he took it a cake for its birthday. And anyway, the other monkey saw it. And they got jealous, like, where's our fucking cake? Two of them escaped, attacked him, ripped his face off and bit his cock off and his fingers because he didn't take them a cake. So I'm just saying, this is just how to kill all chimps. Fuck them. Yeah, pricks. Man,
to be honest, I've heard more horror stories about chimps. Why do they always try and rip the face off? Like, what's... No, like every animal will like eat your abdomen or like grab you by your...
Try and cut your, cut your artery in your neck.
Off. Like, what are you going
to
do?
Most animals go for your neck to kill you.
What are you going
to
do? Wear it and then nick the zookeeper's uniform and put that on and try and fucking walk out like a normal human.
I mean, maybe that's it.
Wearing your old owner's face.
See you tomorrow, Bob.
Trying to walk all normal, whistling.
I wouldn't put it past them. They're clever.
Using the phone and that.
Like, yeah, it's like at safari parks where they're collecting enough car parts to build their own car, isn't it?
You're not that clever. My fucking AI bird's cleverer than you.
She's not. But anyway, their main point of attack when it's humans or other chimps is they bite the cock off, bite the fingers off and bite the face off. They're horrible. Kill them.
Cock, fingers, face.
Yeah, they bite cocks off. So you know our famous incident with a guy in Thailand or wherever who was getting noshed off by a monkey?
Yeah.
I think his mates were right to cause a scene outside because I think that monkey was about to eat his cock.
To be fair,
it wasn't being gay. It was just wanted a meal.
Now you're just saying monkey. Now we're putting all monkeys in the same box here. Liberty.
Get rid of them all. We don't need them.
Chimpanzees.
Yeah, why aren't we ripping chimpanzees' faces off? Yeah, get them back. Fucking pricks.
Take his phone, take his trainers and rip the little cunt's face off.
I mean, they're tough, aren't they? They're harder than us. We couldn't do it. They're way harder than us.
There's not a chimpanzee on this earth who's harder than me.
I mean, do you reckon?
No, there really is not.
There is.
Not, no, like, oh, maybe better at fighting.
They're dead hard.
Not harder. Not like, you know, like the way you stand against a brick wall with one leg up.
Yeah.
Smoking like that.
Yeah, they've never been to watch Millwall, have they?
They don't know all the hard stuff. Yeah, they're good at fighting, but they're not hard.
Reverse Cowboy.
Let's see what we've learned today. The Beatles shouldn't have got back together. AI girlfriends is shit. Mm. Don't get one of them, no matter how old you are.
And ugly. And
monkeys all need to die. Every one of them. Don't care, right?
I want to rip a chimpanzee's face.
Yeah, and you should be able to.
No, I'm sorry. Look, I'm not all work. Do you know what?
Am I sorry? Am I genuinely sorry?
No, we're not sorry about anything.
It comes out, doesn't it, to the public live on the radio.
Listen, he's had a tough life. He was a gambling addict.
An old timer.
He's a gambling addict, and he's got a shed, which is hard thing to have. My parents got divorced. Princess Diana died. Do not blame us for anything we say or do. Thank you.
And I'm sorry about wearing this old jumper. Gratitude, Charge United.
Fucking hell. So sorry, everyone. Bye-bye.
Charge
United. Reverse Cowboy.
Pretty, please like and subscribe. We love you, Shaggers. Kiss, kiss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.